Jerry Boehner Show, 948. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. All right, here is the lead from the Associated Press's story on what happened yesterday. A Republican-led state assembly committee recommended Wednesday that the legislature establish a process to review Common Core academic standards in place in Wisconsin, ignoring pressure from Tea Party conservatives and others, by the way, to immediately scrap the standards. However, the legislature could decide to replace the standards following its review, said the committee's chairman, Republican Jeremy Thiesfeld of Fond du Lac. That could set up a legal fight over who has authority, the legislature or the state DPI, to enact and change standards. Joining us now is State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld of Fond du Lac. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
I know you're a little tight on time here, so I'll try to get a bunch of questions in. So I know there are some who are disappointed that your committee's recommendation is to review, not scrap. Explain your recommendations to committees.
Sure. Well, I think that these are recommendations that ultimately are going to lead to better education in the state of Wisconsin, not just K-12, but colleges as well. And the key to this is going to be, of course, that as I'm sure you're aware, this committee really has no authority
right.
beyond making recommendations.
Right.
The key is going to be legislation that follows it. And I would think that within the next month, we're going to see some pieces of legislation that will fill in some of the details that some people are wondering about here. For those who are looking for an immediate repeal, you know, there are certain things that get in the way of that. One, of course, is political realities. The second would be that the schools, I think we all have to admit, are pretty far down the road on this project. Some of them, even 3 years, have been working on this. And you just can't turn that around overnight. And the third thing would be that if you're going to remove the math and English language standards they've been working on, they need to be replaced with something else. And it's questionable whether there is something that's readily available to do that. Now, the recommendations do somewhat dig into that because when the state started going through the revision process of its old standards, they actually did complete English language arts and math in 2009. And just yesterday, I finally was able to receive at least, it appears, most of those standards.
Talking with State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld, so what you're saying is, once something is implemented, and you hear the same argument with Obamacare, it's hard to remove all of the tentacles. What about this element of it? Tony Evers and defenders have said all along, no, we didn't just take the money without reviewing what this curriculum was. Was there any, you know, in the public hearings you held and the review that you did, was there any discussion? We have to look at how this stuff gets adopted. Who does it? How much scrutiny was there? What was the motive? Who did it? I mean, is all of that going to be examined?
Well, I think it was examined pretty heavily by the committee. And if you go in and read some of the comments that members, including myself, wrote up on my website, you can go to thiesfeld.com and you can read some of the comments that came out of the committee. Everything you ever want to know about Common Core is there.
Jeremy,
dig into it.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Okay, but is what many people, including me, see the flawed way that this was adopted? Might there be legislation on fixing how curriculum gets adopted?
Yes, definitely. I think if you look at it's the fifth of the recommendations. It is definitely suggesting that we need a process put into statute that we'll look at how this is done, involve all of the people, have legislative authority involved, because that's one of the things that Tony Evers seems to be indicating over and over is that he somehow has the sole authority over creation or implementation of standards in the state of Wisconsin, and that just simply is not true.
Yeah, and that's, you know, reading from the AP piece that I did, is that's the fight that's going to be set up here. State Representative Dean Knutson, Vice Chair of the Assembly Select Committee on Common Core, wrote this at rightwisconsin.com yesterday. In June of 2010, unfettered by any formal control, Superintendent Tony Evers issued a proclamation adopting new model academic standards on behalf of Wisconsin. The department's review process involved very little public input, and at least some participating educators seemed resigned to the fact that there was little they could do to affect a predetermined outcome. Records uncovered by the committee suggest that the department paid only lip service to the idea of educator input and the notion of public accountability. That is something Evers and others deny, that no, educators were deeply involved in this.
Yeah, that is questionable at best. I read Dean's paper this morning, and it was quite well done. I was aware of much of what was in there. And that was all stuff that was uncovered by the committee. So, you know, the committee, I think we had learned a lot. We followed an excellent process, and I think that we were successful in educating many people across the state on what Common Core is all about and where it's come from and where it's headed. And I do believe that there are going to be some changes that come, and we'll know more here in the next month.
Critics of Common Core have been somewhat disappointed in Governor Scott Walker, feeling he hasn't been definitive or loud enough on this. Yesterday he did, as the AP put it, issue his strongest statement to date, indicating that he may want to undo standards, Common Core standards. What you seem to be saying, and what now even Governor Scott Walker is saying, those who might be disappointed, as you said, that you're not recommending, and you have, this has no teeth anyway, as you said, it's recommendations. Well, why didn't they advocate for repeal, that there is still potential here that some of these things might be undone? Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's entirely fair. Like I said, the legislation that follows will fill in the details. And I think that in the recommendations there, you can see that, especially looking at number 8, where we wrote Wisconsin is best served by creating Wisconsin-based educational standards. I mean, that's pretty hard to argue with. Yeah. And Common Core standards are not Wisconsin-based.
So
they essentially are national standards. And to think that the needs of Wisconsin students are the same as those of 49 other states, I think is not something that is beneficial to our students.
Talking with State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld, so what happens next with all of this? What's the timeline?
Well, in about 5 minutes, I'm going up to gavel the committee meeting into order, and we are going to vote as a committee on each of the individual standards.
And then what? Then where might we see actual legislation?
That should come within the following month. We are coming up on Christmas here, so obviously things are really busy, but I would suspect we'll see some legislation in not too long. The next step after the committee would be to formally deliver the recommendations to the Speaker's office, and the Senate will be following, I would assume, a similar process because they had a committee that was formed to do the same thing as well.
All right, State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld, as you just said, and I know you've got to run. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for the time.
You bet. State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld of Fond du Lac, who chaired the committee, and I know that there is disappointment. I know there are those who felt that the committee's recommendations would be more definitive and more declarative. The Common Core has to go. And what critics of Obamacare has been saying, there is some truth to that. Once anything is in place, it is difficult just to simply pull the plug. And there are these curricula in specific discipline, as he pointed out, they're in place now. And you can't just say they're gone. You do have to have something to replace it. It is interesting that what you have is now Scott Walker saying, yeah, we need to look at this. And you heard him allude there that the missing pieces will be filled in the legislation. If you are a Common Core opponent, as I am, and I think that it's largely liberal indoctrination, just hang on. I think saying yes, that our recommendation is we simply repeal all of this would have been nice. I don't think I ever expected that. And the battle is not done. It's also not won. But the big thing here is, I think it's more than just anecdotal evidence of the bias built into some of this curriculum. But the larger issue is, that's why you cannot have this one size fits all. And I know they deny that's what it is. I know. And Dean Knudsen's piece at Right Wisconsin is very, very good. I don't have time to read the whole thing. But what has to happen is there's got to be some definition in Wisconsin of who ultimately has the say over this. And Tony Evers did pretty much wave a wand and make this happen. Tony Evers likes to do that. It's the same thing with the Native American mascot issue. Tony Evers made it honest, made it clear that the Democrat bill passed, really, once a school is targeted, it's done. There is no fair process by which a school district could keep its Native American mascot. That's why I think Governor Walker should sign the Republican bill. Evers really has never explained himself here, other than to deny that it was a unilateral decision, when all evidence is to the contrary. All right, I've got to plow through a bunch of stuff in the next hour. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.